This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
We are already?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is torn in two. I'm
in love with your body. I think that's the wrong words.
Last night you were in my room. Now my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. 2 weeks in, we let the party begin. We're out on our first date. Ooh, you and me are thrifty, so good, all you can eat. Fill up your purse and I'll put on my plate. Ooh, we talk about hours and hours about sweet and sour and how your family is doing okay. Put your hand up, don't let the radio play. And I'm talking about your love is untamed for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead.
Come on now, follow my lead.
I'm in love with the shape of you. I push and pull like a magnet do.
Where's everybody at? I'm leaving all the censor.
No. Just we don't know any of the words.
I know, that's the funny part.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday the 17th.
Where is everybody?
Of April. I don't know where they are. You guys, we're already halfway through the secret show.
Hey, fuckers, we're recording already.
Don't yell that out into the... Oh, there's nobody here, is there? Don't worry about it. Come on!
It's not like we're a radio station broadcasting on the air.
Or anything. Hi.
Are we doing a show or what?
Yeah, apparently we are. He goes, me and him were singing this whole song. He's like, I'm leaving that in. I'm like, well, let's just start the show. So, Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn in Studio D. Yuzi and Hooman, are you there?
They're,
oh, that's a big fat
they're
hill.
Up and on. And
well, Yuzi's in the office.
Yeah. Is Vonda
that's
Wizard
where
on?
I just left.
Vonda Wizard is ready to go. He's doing some work, I think.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just us.
Through the glass, he's right there. He's getting ready. About to put his head. Why am I out of breath?
Why are you?
I don't know.
I think because I ran over there like 8 feet away just to scream, come on, fuckers, we're recording.
That was 8 feet.
I know. But I
maybe it was the
though.
Singing and stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Plus, you were kicking the thing out of the door and you know, kicking the door shut.
It's a lot of effort, you know? It's a lot of...
Yeah, you don't move easy. You just... Everything is like... Ah,
yeah.
All tight.
Yeah, I'm a first-rounder guy.
Oh, my God. When Rudy said... Rudy was so funny at Vinny's roast. He said, Vinny's so old, he remembers when Bryn didn't need Instagram to prove that he had ninja moves.
You know, it's funny because it's true.
I know.
But, you know.
I'll be back.
That wasn't really a burn on me, though. I was
I know,
like,
right. Yeah. It really was a burn.
The corn dog with glasses, though, I heard a
that
couple,
was so
couple people
funny.
Wrote that down on my Instagram. I was like, you motherfucker.
That was a funny one. I think mine was, you look like Keanu Reeves on his day off. That's how I dress. And then Yuzi, what was Yuzi's?
Well, he put Yuzi and Vaughn together, and he just put a very simple, generic one for them. Because nobody wants to fuck with the wrong Mexican, I guess.
That is true.
Well, yeah, that's his entry into the building.
Yeah, something about being minorities and how you got the job here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. What about Hooman? What was his dig on Hooman?
That's probably another one he went. Went left on that.
Yeah, you don't want that guy on your wrong side. Hooman, you there?
Nope, you're on his wrong
no,
side.
No, he might actually be there, right?
Yeah, I'm just sure
go
on his wrong side.
Cross to the dark side.
Way to go.
Check up on their board.
You blew it.
Yeah, go make sure they're all set up.
You of all people, though, you'd think he'd give tons
I know.
Of slack to.
I give him tons of slack. Jesus. If anything.
Slack.
Yeah.
That's all you give
I'm
him.
I'm just trying to not get on the guy's bad side. Sometimes he just has the funniest damn things, but then if you laugh too long, he thinks you're laughing at him and not with him.
Well, you are.
I'm not. I'm only ever laughing with him. Shh. What's the matter with you? So are they on or what?
Well, they're set up and all ready to go. Yuzette's dealing with the interns. Hooman's sitting back with his headphones on the desk.
Did you tell him we're on? Did you tell Hooman? Hooman, are you there? Hooman.
I think he knows, but he's just chilling right now. He's kind of.
That's your charge. Go fix that.
I'm so comfortable.
All right, let me go.
My hands are all tucked in under my legs.
I'll go have him put his headphones on.
Yeah, thanks, Bryn. Don't get out of breath.
I already am.
I'll tell you, that's one thing about the elliptical. Your recovery time.
What do you
so
mean?
Much faster. Like, you know, you're out of breath here. But then it's about, like, I've noticed that my recovery time has gone from I'm laying on the floor for 5 minutes after I get off that thing to, you know, you're sort of back, you're back at it.
Yeah, the situation you've got right now is the way you want it. You want to be able to do it at home.
Yep.
You don't have to leave anywhere, and you can watch a show while you do it.
I watch my shows, or I listen to my book, or whatever.
It's great.
Whatever it is great. It's nice. I do feel a significant amount of guilt about making sure that I get it done, but I guess, you know, that's part of it. You gotta, you know, who wants to work out? I'd much rather just stay sitting here.
What are you doing? What is happening?
You know what?
Should we just do this tomorrow?
I realize that I'm getting my exercises. I'm running back and forth.
That's great.
You usually had me go in there, too, to Studio A and find some folders. The whole time I'm like this. All right, what can I find for you?
So is this going to be the new Bryn? You're just going to like be like a whirling dervish?
I mean, I'm here like 6 hours a day, so at least.
Yeah.
If I keep doing that, it's almost like equivalent to your elliptical.
Check your heart rate right now.
Close
Everybody
these
check
rings,
your
baby.
Heart rate on your...
Close these rings!
Everybody check your heart rate on your
this
thing.
This is pathetic. I'm out of breath. let's see. 112.
112?
Hold on. That was earlier, I think.
79.
Oh, 65. That's wrong.
I'm 66.
I was 68 earlier. I was all happy. I'm like, oh, look at that.
65.
Did Hooman hop on?
I haven't heard Hooman yet.
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Hooman.
Our doors are open. We're just doing a few things here. Hold
on. You should close that up.
62.
Well, we can't.
Well, you know what? I'm going to step
97.
Out.
97. Let me look at mine again. We're all checking our heart rate. That's
Mine
how fascinating
came in at 62.
This is.
Well, we're waiting. None of this is getting posted.
All of it's getting posted.
What?
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
This is behind the scenes.
No, I'm at 79.
79.
I know. It seems high, considering I'm totally hunkered down here.
I'm slowing down. I'm at 84 now. That was fast.
That was good recovery time.
Yeah.
You seem more or less back.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
So, hi, everybody.
Hello.
I guess this is it. We're doing this. Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. It's not Sarah or Vinny, all one word. It's two different email addresses, Sarah or Vinny. But basically anything you send to RadioAlice.com will get to us, we think.
I was really surprised, pleasantly so, to find out that a lot of girls don't like getting eaten out.
Were you pleasantly
surprised? I find it surprising.
It's not that we don't like getting eaten out. It's that we're not, like, you know,
you don't
have to do that. Like, once in a while it's great, but I don't want you to fucking, I don't know. I want to make sure that I'm, you know, well scrubbed. I just don't want there to be, I get super embarrassed, like, God forbid.
Wait, but so that's
happen.
What it is, right?
No. I mean, if we're going to do that, I want to make sure that I scrubbed it up. But I've certainly allowed that to happen when I was like, all right, if you really want to, go ahead. If you want to.
So that's what was surprising, is because I've received similar, just throw it in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but I'd love to, you know. I'll help
you
out.
If you want to.
I mean, I absolutely am going to shove my dick in your mouth, so I'm basically feel like I should.
Oh, like a tit for tat thing.
Well, I want to as well. I mean, I like to do it, but I'm also like, you know, if you don't come down here, I'll bring it to you, but it's getting in there. I like it.
That's so funny. Yeah, my thing with oral sex is that I finish really fast. And John,
oh, you do.
I do. And so then, a lot of times, like, we're going to have a whole session, but that's like really, you know, like we're 69ing and then it's just over. And I'm like, oh, wow. So
yay, you're ready to leave.
Yay, we beat our old record. No, him too. Like, I'm done.
Oh.
He's done. It's all done. I'm like, maybe we should bone first. And then go in the shower and wash everything off and finish with those moves.
Oh.
I don't know. It's like, you know, if you get into a groove and you're at the Southern Kitchen, Like, I don't want you to stop. I mean, I've often said it's too bad we can't fuck and do that at the same time, because that's what you want. Like, I'm not. I'm
well,
not
that's why you want the vibrator and the dick at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she gets off on it. It's weird to me because she's like, I don't really come that way.
Oh, with the mouth?
With the mouth. She's like,
I throw it in
and I'll either, you know.
It's like once I get past the tickling part, because it freaking tickles so bad.
It tickles for her.
It totally tickles. And it's so you got to get in there and we got to get going. But once that's happened, then it's like, oh, God, don't stop. And I wish you were boning me right now, too.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
That's it.
So then I've arrived and I'm like, okay, well, everything else that happens here is gratuitous for you because I could just go to sleep right now. So then I'll just blow him and
finish.
Sure, and finish him off, and that's
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's so. Anyway, it
then
was
we're
just
old
nice
people,
to hear.
So we're like, we want a nap. I think I'm sure you know there have been times in my life where it's like that's got to happen, make that. But I'm never one to like insist on that if he wants to. But guys like it. Like John likes it. You clearly like it.
I
like,
love it.
You know, guys. Some guys don't want to stick their face in a pussy. Other dudes like live for that. Who am I to say no? Go ahead, stick your face in there.
But now we know that it's cancerous. You know, you don't want to overdo it.
Will you stop it?
What do you mean?
It's only if she has HPV.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's not just from like the juices. What do you think? Is acid something?
I had no idea.
It's the HPV virus that can cause cancer, and so some dudes will get that and they wind up with throat cancer.
I thought it was just because you splooge in our mouths.
No, that's not what it is, Vinny.
It's not
the
splooge.
It's about the HPV virus, isn't it? It's HPV.
I thought you had poison splooge.
No.
You don't know everything. I don't.
I don't know everything. I keep finding out that I don't know everything. It's funny. When I was young, I really did think I knew everything. And the older I get, the more I'm just like, well, I don't know. I'm probably wrong. I always am.
Right.
I think I just need to say HPV because I think the last word is virus, right? So I wouldn't want to say human papilloma virus.
Yuzi?
She's not here, but as I'm doing research, I'm realizing the problem with the HPV is you could have it for years and decades before it's detected or it even develops.
Yeah, you might never, could just be a carrier.
Right. So there it is.
Hey, Hooman, you're the master of stuff. Do the women that you've boned in the past prefer you to give them the tongue or the D?
You know, when I was younger, it seemed like girls wanted you to go down a lot more. And then as I got older, they just were like, no, that's too intimate. That's too much. It's just bang. And I'm like, all right.
That's not intimate.
Well,
yeah.
It seems like they have the same kind of mindset that you have about it, Sarah.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we can do that.
Well, it's the tickle thing that I come up against the most.
The tickle thing is pretty funny.
Because I probably shouldn't share that I lick her asshole, but she'll be like, okay with that.
Did.
And then the other thing tickles too much.
Just watch her lick her ass. What are we, cats and dogs now?
Right, Yuzi?
Right, Vinny.
Right. Well, which one, Yuzi?
Yeah, which
What's
one?
What's the question?
I
had to talk to the interns about their last day.
You like getting eaten out?
Sure, why not?
But you're fine if it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm fine if it doesn't happen.
But do you prefer?
Do you ever suggest it? Like, you better get your face down in my pussy right now.
Yeah, you ever say that?
No, I don't think I've ever said that. At least not in recent years.
Does John like it? He's always I gotta get my face in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this
but,
is one
intercom
is probably wishing that they could.
I know.
Censor.
If the question is, would you have one or the other?
Yeah. If you had to choose.
Oh, I have to go for the D.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'd much rather get boned than do that.
One of my buddies
Unless
was dating.
Unless your tongue was that long and hard and.
Wow.
Oh.
Thick.
One of my buddies was dating a girl.
It would be weird to kiss that guy, wouldn't it?
And she would never get an orgasm when they would have sex. Never. And then right after they'd finish and he's super exhausted, she's like, well, I guess it's your turn to take care of me now. And he'd always have to go down on her every single time after sex.
That chick needed a vibrator.
Yeah.
She had a lot of issues.
Who is this person?
One of my buddies. I don't want to say any names because they listen.
This is Ben's wife?
No. I haven't talked to Ben in like 3 years.
Oh, no.
Is that true? I just saw him at your birthday party last year.
No, he wasn't there.
I swear he
didn't
I just
make the
saw
cut.
Ben.
Go back
you didn't even ask him?
No,
this
he's
is
out.
Your best friend in the whole world, besides Sarah?
Well, he disappeared when he got married.
Oh, the joys of marriage.
Oh, boy.
Game over, man.
Yeah.
Building a family.
I mean, I hate to say this, but if I didn't run into Bryn here at work, I probably would never see him either.
Aw, that's so
you guys just run into each other every
that's
morning?
That's messed up, Hooman.
It's true! That's the truth!
Well, he does have a kid, and he's got responsibilities.
All right, you don't need to make excuses for him, Sarah. You are making excuses. You are.
People go through different phases
we got
in their
it.
Life.
All right, thank you for explaining it for the millionth
ride the
time.
Games oh right now.
Peter Pan over there still living the same life he lived 10 years ago.
I went to try that restaurant you suggested yesterday.
Which one are you talking about?
Hotel San Francisco.
Oh, and? Oh.
All right, well, here's a quick review. I'm giving them a review of the restaurant you said.
No!
Oh, you don't want me to? You don't want me to?
Why not?
It's no good.
Well, so...
does it
stink? Yeah, you hated it.
Well, I didn't hate... One of my friends messaged me last week and said, hey, you know, let's grab lunch. And I'm like, all right, so... The restaurant is right next to Mixed Greens, so I'm already down there anyway, and I like to walk around the financial district after work anyway.
You feel like a bird.
So
smell the money.
I said, let's go to this new restaurant, Hotel San Francisco. Let's check it out. She goes, oh my god. So we walk in, and it's 12:45, which I think is peak lunch hour,
yeah.
Right? Peak. We walk
empty?
In. Guess how many people are in there?
Four.
Zero.
Waiters.
We were the only two, and when we got there, everyone was all excited. Hey, welcome. We're like, all right. And they're like, sit anywhere, any table you want, which I was like, oh, that's cool. I thought the music was too loud.
Is it all Eagles?
There was a lot of Eagles, but it's all that time period.
It's 70s.
All, yeah, all the 70s.
Do you ever think when you walk into an empty restaurant that whatever they're serving is from 4 days ago because they haven't gotten to it in all these days of empty
I walk into
tables.
Empty restaurants a lot because I want to eat at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm having
different.
Lunch the minute it opens.
So we walk in and, yeah, I
peak
mean.
Time?
I know.
It should be busy.
I would have been like, sorry, guys, there's no one in here.
And in the financial district, too.
Right, where everyone's fighting to get a table anywhere.
The food part of the menu is slim, but the drinks is like 10 pages deep. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, so it's like a happy hour place.
Well, so that's their thing.
I don't know. It must be. So we sat down. They had this potato artichoke thing that was excellent. I give that an A.
Oh.
We had a chicken sandwich, which was okay. The dessert, not so good. But then we just we got out of there.
Did they have any mojito for you?
I didn't. No, we just had. Yeah. I mean, she didn't want to drink. I don't want, you know.
Who's she?
She's my friend. She just broke up with her boyfriend after a couple years.
And now
she was
your chance.
No, she was telling me about what happened. And
how hot is she?
She's very beautiful.
Oh,
snap. Ready to mingle.
Yeah.
Move right in on that, buddy.
She's a big, like, financial person, big time. Important. Anyway.
She's rich?
Yeah, she's got a couple kids. You know, she's beautiful. Beautiful inside and out. I was surprised because I thought they were going to get married. And then when he just, like, lost his crap on her one day and... Just she was like, you've become not the person I've been dating for the past 2 years.
Oh.
One day?
No.
Maybe the guy had a bad day.
6 weeks. Six weeks of bad days.
It happened over the course of 6 weeks.
Yeah.
He went from being, maybe he started steroids.
And I said to her, I go, did you dump him face to face or did you do it over the phone? She goes, face to face, a walk on Chrissy Field. I'm like, oh, because Chrissy Field is where I walk. Like, you run into all your friends. I go, how many friends do you run into? She goes, oh, at least half a dozen. I'm like, and you're breaking up with a guy.
Was he crying?
No, I don't think he was very remorseful.
He was like, I'm free as a bird. Yeah. Just dodged a bullet.
So do you think that he's one of those guys that turns into an asshole in the last 6 weeks so that he doesn't have to do the breaking up?
Yeah, that seems to be the standard route.
That's people's MO.
From 2010 on.
Yeah.
What I've noticed. That's why I stay single and don't really go on dates.
Mm. So is this girl like looking to hook up with you just for like a social
No,
thing
she's
now?
Like one of my best
friends.
No,
I didn't mean hook up like sexually. I mean like now does she want to go do a movie review and
she gets invited to as many things as I do, if not more.
I
like
see.
She's super
connected. If not more.
And she's more well connected than you.
That was weird.
I'm trying to tone it. I'm trying to tone it down, you guys. I got to be honest.
What do you mean you're trying to tone it down?
I'm trying to go to bed early.
I've noticed you're trying to. I mean, it seems it's strange. Like you're going through a weird thing.
Game over, everybody.
Yeah.
Game over, please.
Next thing you know, he's going
like
to have a cat.
Guys.
It's nice to have a cat, human, because then you say, I got to go home and feed my cat and let my cat out.
Well, in my building, you can't have animals.
Oh, well, I guess you have to move.
Off the hook.
Yeah.
Free from that, too.
Oh, my God. My kids are, we lost a cat a few
what happened?
Months ago. Something happened to him. I don't want to go into it.
You know?
It's really sad. He was a great cat. And so we've had just this one cat for a few weeks. And that cat went through his own sadness, and it was crunchy and awful. So my son goes the other day. He's like, oh, let's go to the SPCA and just, like, play with some of the kittens there. And so I'm like, no, we're not doing that. He goes, well, don't you miss it? I'm like, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. No.
Good. I'm glad you held your ground. I don't like when people roll over from peer pressure.
Well, listen, if he was younger, I might have. But I feel like, you know, in the next couple years, they're both going to be gone.
You're stuck with the cat.
Right. I'm going to be stuck raising this cat.
Or the neighborhood is.
Or the neighborhood, right. Well, the cat we have now never leaves the yard, so. And man, does he poop in my flower beds. Oh, my God.
Oh, good for you.
Is the cat poo good, like fertilizer?
I don't know. Nothing's died yet, but still, I'm walking in there all the time.
Resource that.
Yeah, take a look. The pee and poo, because he goes in there and just, I see him over there squatting and then scratching. You know, I'm like, oh, my God. Just leave the yard like your brother did. Get out of here.
Is he going to do that where your vegetables
are? Looks like it is.
Oh, it's good for it?
But you might have to. I'm not sure if you have to compost.
No,
it first.
So here it is. You ready? Yeah. I don't know what Brent's reading. I'm going to tell you the truth.
You need to read what I'm reading?
It has 2.5 times the amount of nitrogen, the same amount of phosphorus and potassium as cow manure, but it contains parasites and disease organisms that present significant health risks. Therefore,
it may not be a good idea. I see that.
Uh-huh.
The first thing I saw was...
I knew it! You're tired. It contains you're overworked half, at home and stuff. These things
2.5 times of phosphorus and potassium as cow manure. I was like, hey! But I didn't get to the part that...
Where it says it's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea, right. Though, at the end. I was just, my initial reaction
well,
was, hey!
I hope you guys are looking forward to all the bags of fruit I'm going to be bringing
no.
in. Today.
Well, that's what I'm... Like, your vegetables.
No, there's nuts over the... There's nuts over that part of the garden, but because I don't want the birds eating it either, or the rats, or whatever else is in my yard.
Jesus.
Well, you got fruit trees, you're going to have rats. That's just, maybe not lemons, I know.
You think your cat will be good for getting those rats?
The other cat was excellent for that, but this cat's so stupid. He's just like a dog. He's great.
Dogs are not stupid.
No, he's like a dog. He's like... Just wants to be fed and patted, and that's all he wants. He doesn't.
Isn't that a good thing?
He doesn't kill any rats. He doesn't. I never see any more dead moles.
What
all
do you
the
see?
Birds are safer. Nothing. I see him pooping in my yard after because all he does is eat. It's a pig.
Huh.
I know. Yeah. So, but the fruit trees and stuff are out in the yard. So I don't know. I'm gonna still eat the fruit. I don't care. I want to be slowly poisoned by my cat. I think it's fitting. I deserve it.
Yep.
You guys want to do a thing?
Yeah,
do right.
an email. Hi, Sarah Vinny and the whole gang. You've been a part of my everyday for at least a decade. Thank goodness the Looking Glass is back because I watch it every night while I cook dinner. Best show on TV. Isn't that nice? Okay, so here's this. There you go, Vaughn. There's a little shout out to you.
Yay, Vaughn.
Because Vaughn edits it down and loops it throughout the day.
That's right.
That is right.
Say something, Vaughn.
Something.
All right.
Here's a situation I'd love for you to weigh in on. I am a 40-year-old divorced mom of three who has shared custody with my ex for the last 5 years. Oh. I'm an amazing. I have an amazing career and a house, so I'm pretty busy. I dated a couple guys. The most recent relationship was 2.5 years and ended amicably. I'm interested in finding a partner, but not in getting married again. What do you guys?
I just there's Hooman in the background.
So she's interested in what?
She wants a partner, but she doesn't want to get married again.
Good. That's the way it should be. So what's the question?
Yeah, they're not going to have kids.
Right.
I have a friend, Jill. I met her at grad school about 15 years ago. We are pretty close, and our families have spent time together quite a bit over the years, even when my ex-husband and I were together.
We go to dinner about once every other month and keep up with how our kids are doing, etc. Last year, Jill and her husband Mark separated, initiated by Jill. What?
This is going to get crunchy. All right, keep going.
Essentially, she fell out of love with him, wonders if she ever was in love with him. And I heard a ton about how incompatible they were in terms of their values and their lifestyle over the years. As the marriage began to fall apart, she immediately started dating a man whom she's still with. Mark tried to repair the marriage and wanted to stay with Jill, but she didn't want to whatsoever. They have one kid. Here goes. Mark and I have been friends for many years.
Uh-oh.
And it looks like... And I are developing feelings for each other, so that's wrong.
How about we are?
It must be we are. Nothing has happened, but we hang out with the kids every now and then. Jill knows and is supporting our friendship. But there are definitely sparks. I have always admired Mark and think he's such a solid person. I love spending time with him. Should I explore this with Mark? Or could this totally wreck my friendship with Jill?
Oh.
Should I check it with Jill first? Maybe Mark doesn't feel the same way, but I think he might. Thanks for any advice you can offer. OFOC. Radio.com.
Radio.com. This is two pronged. Who wants to start?
You can start. All right.
Clearly you do. Yes.
This is two pronged. You have to see here's this is a chicken and egg problem, and I'll tell you why. Like to talk uninterrupted.
A chicken and egg.
Like to talk right. uninterrupted. You don't want to go to Jill and say, is it okay if I date Mark? And then all of a sudden, Mark's not interested in you. At the same time, you don't want to light the spark with Mark, and then it's too late to tell Jill because you've already gone down that road.
Very perceptive of you, human.
So what do we do?
Wait, you're done?
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
I don't know what
you
to
didn't
do.
Say anything.
You didn't do anything for
I'm
her.
Saying it's a predicament because
she
already knows
it.
That.
But she doesn't know the two-prong predicament. Yes. She just knew the one-prong predicament. She didn't know
that. Her writing.
She wasn't ready for Mark to not be into her when she told Jill. That's the second prong. That's the one that's going to get you.
Oh, my Lord.
That's
this
part of the
really,
shocker.
This is really, really easy.
Here we go.
I think so, too.
Try Mark out.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Well, you can kiss Jill goodbye.
Well,
fuck,
so
first
what?
Of all,
fuck Jill.
Fuck Jill. Second of all, you've already played this. I know you're a married type, and you've got kids, and you want to think of the ramifications of things and be real about it and all of that, but really... See if he's a good kisser first, because you've taken it way too far down the road.
You have thought it through to the six-month mark, which is about when Jill should find out that this is happening.
Right.
And if you lose Jill in the process, oh, well, you gained Mark.
Right.
I have no problem with this whatsoever. I would totally explore my shit with Mark. You just said Jill is a girl that you like, and you've hung with her many times. You see her about once every 2 months. You catch up with your life. You can lose that person.
If Jill was your best friend from high school and you
saw
guys married different boys but stayed in touch, that's a different story than the way it sounds
it's
like it played out.
It's a more difficult story.
Right.
Right.
Well, no, then you've been best friends and you were best friends before the boys ever entered
right.
the picture.
And now you're talking about trashing a relationship with your best friend.
Right. That's
what
different.
What does she say about the beginning of the relationship?
I'd like to say one thing
friends?
Real quick.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hang on.
We're busy.
A friend. I met her at grad school 15 years ago. Pretty close. Our families have spent quite a bit of time together. So she'd be sacrificing a good friend.
I would still, I think you've taken it too seriously. Kiss the guy. See how it feels. If it's good for you guys, if it's important enough, then your decision's not going to be difficult.
Right.
Or you might be like, ew.
Thank God I didn't already tell Jill.
No wonder Jill threw him back in the water. Yuck.
Right.
Because that could be the deal.
Right. It very well could be. Maybe he has bad breath.
It's also, you know what, just an aside, it's also super lazy of you. Like, you could go outside, you know, the people you've known that are right there within arm's reach
right.
and find someone new.
But there has to be a reason that he's hanging around, like they're hanging out together.
Oh, no, he wants
the kids.
Yeah,
he's
into
you.
It. I'm just saying she could look elsewhere.
She could.
As well.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just finding the closest, easiest cock she can get.
We are attracted
what?
To the people we see all
is
the time.
Is that not true?
Oh, it is true. calling her out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we do on this show.
You know.
Yuzi, what do you think? Yuzi has very firm lines when it comes to
this is gonna be trouble.
Relationships and friendships.
You're about to get ready
I'm
to get cut.
It doesn't seem like she's that good of friends with Jill. So, but be prepared to lose her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're prepared for that, go ahead and do see what you can make of
do
Bill.
Mark.
But you know, Mark, I was going to say Bill.
Bill. Daryl, how are you?
But maybe she does need to have a conversation with Mark first. What if it's not going to go that direction at all?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really think they need at to all? Be 6 months deep into their relationship together and like decide that this is something worth blowing. I mean,
blowing up a
right.
friendship.
If they're just maybe they're just going to be friends with benefits and no one ever has to know. But if they're going to move in together, then which, by the way, should be months from now.
Long time.
Yeah,
years.
Long
years.
Time.
Couple years.
Yeah. I mean, at the very earliest.
Right.
I would say I would not tell Jill anything. It's none of Jill's business. She did divorce this guy.
Yeah, let's try to remember, by the way, that Jill got half of this guy's 401k. So whatever's left, whatever she left behind is
that's
what...
all he's got to offer.
You're only getting a piece of that.
Right.
Of what he started with.
Yeah. Well, and she said she doesn't want to marry, so... But if you guys want to partner up and live together, I would make sure that that's really what you want before you bring it. It's none of Jill's business until something's ready to be formalized.
Right.
Yeah.
Great job, everyone.
Oh, I really feel like we nailed that with the two-prong problem predicament.
And then he taps out.
Right. He tells us the problem. And
I was like, wait,
done.
What?
You guys were too much on each other's side, so there's really nothing else I could say. I have some more thoughts, but I don't really want to say anything else.
I don't want to
say anything else about it.
How dare you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just don't think that... I'm a little worried about this whole Jill friendship thing. But you guys are saying F Jill, so maybe I should just jump on that bandwagon, too.
No, say your story.
Say your own bandwagon.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the same thing Vinny is thinking, which is I don't think you should, you know, I think you shouldn't be so lazy. I think you should really, like, throw yourself out there, you know, meet some other people and not just go for your... Because here's the thing. Your friend, when she would go out to dinner with you once every 2 months, she would confide in you things about her ex-husband. And if you guys become super intimate, I think she's going to feel like, oh my God, she's going to tell him all these things because they're banging. They're going to be lying in bed together and cuddling and stuff.
Yeah, she is going to tell him.
And yeah, and you are going to tell him. And like that's a betrayal to your friend. So that's... You know,
well,
if I was
banging
her,
the ex-husband,
if I was her, that's what I'd be thinking. I'd be thinking, oh my God, I've been confiding in this woman for a year or two or three or however 15. Long,
15
years, and now she's going to be blowing my ex-husband.
Yeah, and then Jill listens to this podcast and everybody's saying, fuck Jill.
I know.
Well, no, look, that's why I wanted to make
Hopefully
clear.
Hopefully it's a fake name.
I do think the lady who wrote in is reaching for the next closest cock. Like, honestly.
She is.
You really haven't put out any effort.
Well, she was in a 2.5-year relationship with someone else between the time she divorced. And I mean, she's met other dudes and she likes Mark. I mean,
I don't like that you're going after Mark.
Sometimes what you're looking for is right there in front of you.
I'm giving a red mark.
What?
To Mark.
To Mark.
Yeah, I'm not giving the green light. I'm giving the red light.
I'm giving a oh hi mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Don't give an oh hi mark. Don't give an oh hi. Give a red
oh,
light.
Oh, there you are again.
I guess I'll bone you.
You're right, though, Vinny and Hooman. She's single and she's a female. I'm sure there's a lot of dudes out there ready to bone her. She should go out there and have fun and not be so fucking
Mark.
Lazy and, you know, enjoy life a little bit.
Vaughn, red light or green light?
What?
Green light.
Vaughn.
I'm green lighting Mark, too.
Yeah, I'm not against her making out with Mark and seeing what's what, but I do think that you should not be so quick to think that this is going to become your next thing.
Right.
And you should probably play the field a little.
Yeah.
Have something to compare Mark to.
Yeah, she feels like she's ready to just throw her lot into someone else. Yeah, just so what? Just bone them and... Make it a friends with benefits thing, and then if you fall in love, great. If you don't, great. Is it okay to lie to my husband and get my tubes tied without him knowing?
No.
Sarah's going to have a very strong answer on this.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
You think I would say yes?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, hold on. Let me finish the story.
Second marriage for both of us. I'm 35. He's 40. We have a combined 4 kids. My youngest is 12. His youngest is 10. Mine live with us full time, and his live with their mom out of state, and we get him in the summer and Christmas breaks. He's awesome with my boys, jumped headfirst into helping me parent them. I adore his girls, and we have a great time when they're with us. I made it known from day one of dating I was done having children. I don't see... Oh, her youngest is 12, and she was a single mom for 10 years before he came into the picture. So they're fairly recent, but they're married. He knows I don't want any more children. He every once in a while still brings it up, having one of our own. I have in the past laughed it off and changed the subject. Recently, I brought up the idea of me getting my tubes tied in the couple weeks that are between my boys going to their dad's for the summer and his girls coming out for the summer. Right now, I have an IUD, but I'm coming up on the time when I have to replace it. I figured I'd just tie my tubes and be done with birth control altogether. He didn't like that idea. When I brought up the fact that I have always said I don't want any more children, he stated, I know, I don't want any more children either, but the idea of him knowing that he could never get me pregnant bugs him. What the actual fuck? Because it's a mind. So because it's a mind game for him, I'm supposed to be on birth control the rest of my life, or at least until I go through the change. So can I secretly get my tubes tied and feel no guilt, or do I have to stay on birth control for God knows how long? Because it bugs my husband to know he could never knock me up. Sincerely, no more babies for me.
Well, I have an answer that no one's gonna like, but I say secretly do it.
Oh,
I'm very surprised.
You of all people say what?
I don't like this guy. I don't like that he's like, you know, chomping, nibbling, you know, a little chisel, a little hammer, you know, trying to find a crack, trying to make a crack, trying to make a dent. I don't like that. She made the rules really clear, and now he's like chipping away, wait.
I don't like that part either, but going in, a woman going in for that kind of surgery is different than a man.
Oh,
a
it
man
is?
Can be done, you know, quick, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Snip, snip.
You're sore for,
bag of peas,
you know,
on the balls, that's that.
A day, 2 days, whatever it is. Women, you're laid down. You are laid up and cannot get up, and it's a whole thing. Like, you, what are
yeah,
you going to say
know how
for the next couple weeks while you're... You're in pain.
1 to 3 weeks of recovery time.
There, we'll see. What
yeah,
are you gonna be
I don't
saying?
Think you can secretly do it. I also
just,
don't think you
right.
should. It's yeah. you're lying to your husband.
Yeah.
You know. Yes.
What about him?
What about him?
All this chipping away.
Yeah,
he's
exhibiting not cool behavior.
Yeah, that's not cool, and she needs to say that. And she needs to say,
cool.
"I don't want to be on
yeah,
birth control."
Cool.
So you need
it's
to wrap your head
cool.
around
it's
not being
cool.
able to knock me up.
Chip.
I almost feel like if I were in your shoes. It would take a lot of strength for me to not be super aggressive
mm-hmm.
and hostile towards yeah. him as I explain, I've been on birth control, on and off birth control, my whole fucking life.
Right.
And I am not going to sit here and get back on another IUD and deal with all the side effects or whatever things come from that because you are,
you want to be macho.
I don't want to. Too bad for you.
I've
been
told
up front
you,
from
right.
the beginning. I would,
we have
I would,
4 kids.
I'm telling you, it would it, it the opposite. I wouldn't be like, oh, I might have to hide this. It might be like, I might do this right in front of you, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I need you to be a little more supportive if this marriage is going to work.
Right.
We agreed that we weren't having any more kids, and you wanting to potentially be able to knock me up because it makes you feel more manly doesn't work for me. I really want to do this.
Yeah.
And what I want here is your support
yeah.
and nothing else. I'm
well,
not asking your permission.
I wouldn't. That's not only would I be like, I'm not asking your permission. I don't even need your support. I'm just letting you know because I'm not going to do this behind your back that it's my body. I'm not having any more babies. I never lied to you about that. It's going down.
Right.
The end. And that's a terrible way to be in a relationship. I know that I...
she needs to be more tactful
have
than
been
that.
This way in the past in relationships where I've said how it's going to go and then, you know, the person's reaction to it is negative. Like,
right.
They don't feel like a partner. They feel like someone's doing whatever the fuck they want.
Right.
But in this case, it's your body. Mm. And you've already said.
Yeah.
So be tactful, but be firm.
But be firm. I'm going to do this. I know you don't want me to.
Get ready for World War III and get ready for him to keep chipping away.
Well, he can't once she gets it done.
Yeah,
but
get ready for a big apology from him because it will happen.
What you could do, if you really want to, smooth this over, you could throw in like a rusty trombone or something.
Yeah, to make him over a blowjob.
Yeah,
like really
make him feel
one.
Good, like you really love him, and you're in this for the long haul. But you're not going to hold off on the tube tying. But here's a rusty trombone to help you feel better about it. Right, Uzi?
Right, Vinny.
Now go wash your butthole.
Yeah.
I don't want to lick your copper penny.
Ew. Yeah. How do you know it tastes like that, you pig?
Just what I've heard. Do you remember the little girl, 13 years old, who's out of fucking control and vaping and drinking?
Yeah, her
and,
parents right back?
No, but somebody said that there's a program. Hey, I'm writing in response to the parents of the out-of-control 13-year-old daughter. Suggest the Devil Pups program through the U.S. Marine Corps to them.
Oh.
This is a scared straight program here in California that's highly effective and will change her life. I really hope they don't fool themselves over how at risk that little girl is right now. The fact that she's addicted to vaping is really scary. Look up popcorn lung. It's a severe permanent lung disease with a devastating outcome. Hint, hint, Sarin Brin. We have looked it up, and the one we use doesn't have that. Just as additive. I know. Whew. That's right. Just as scary as her addiction to marijuana at such an early age when her brain is in such a pivotal growth phase. Best of luck reining her in. Thanks for sharing their story and our responses. Much love to you all, Jennifer. And then I think this one is, hey there. I have a 14-year-old son that decided to come home super high a couple times. He denied it, and I went to Amazon, and for only $10, you can buy a drug test that tests over 20 different drugs.
Oh, my goodness.
We do a drug test on him whenever we want. He knows that it could come up at any time. It keeps him honest and drug-free. Yeah. And her sister teenagers are the fucking worst. I just read it as written. Love, Betsy. Yeah. So drug test and Marine Corps. Marine Corps, I'm sure that one of those will be just the right answer for you.
It's super scary to think because teens are now mobile and out there in the world. And they're unfortunately sometimes they're not making deliberate moves. They're reacting to everything around them, including want a hit? Yeah, right. And that's not necessarily, you know, peer pressure isn't an excuse. But it can really derail what should be a great time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and it seems like it is. As they dug into her stuff, it was lie upon lie upon lie. And listen, kids do have their own secret lives.
That's teens.
It's important to them to have their own thing going on. But if you're worried, and you are her parents, and you've only really got 5 more years to put any pressure on her, because she can leave when she's 18. And that's scary, too. So, yeah, maybe the Marine Corps is the way to go.
Oh, it's so...
I know. Yikes.
Yikes.
Don't you get so scared thinking about it? I used to freak out thinking about, like, what my kids were going to be like as teenagers and what was I going to be dealing with and who was going to be influencing them. Because it's hard. Suddenly, you're not their main influence. You have to hope that you laid the groundwork to the point where they've got a solid moral core and they know what... You know, my thing was always like, that's not what the Clarks do. That's not something that a Clark does or whatever my last name is. Like, this is, you know, this is, that's not behavior that flies in this house. And that's not how Clarks behave toward each other or to other people or, you know, whatever it
right.
is, you know, whatever it was that was like, you know, that's
a sense
not who
of
we
right.
are. Right. And just in a sense, and I've tried to like really put that whole family thing in there. Like, it was really important. I loved my family growing up. I was really close with all my cousins. And so I try to get them, they don't see them nearly the way I did. I mean, every single weekend I hung out with my cousins. We all lived within 30 miles of each other. We all met at my grandmother's house every weekend. So I sort of had that sort of larger family group, and I had a real sense of what our family was about. And I've tried as hard as I can to give my kids that. So they have reference points. You know, that's not who we are. This is who we are, you know, and it's tough because suddenly they're being influenced by other people and you just have
to know, there are kids that are careful and scared a little bit.
Rule followers.
And you hear about those kids. And I told you, I saw this kid the other day. I was selling something too.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God,
cute.
Kid, you are, the world hasn't even touched you yet. How your parents got you to college without you looking like the world's been anywhere near you, I don't understand. But The other is kids that are out there and they are trying to master the things that they're scared of and trying to be more grown than they are.
Right.
And maybe some of the stuff Bryn got into was because of his location, but I have a feeling, just like my situation was, I didn't want to be a chicken over anything. If anything, I wanted to stick my face in head first.
Right. You want to be the first to do it.
So
make everyone else feel like a chicken.
There's no doubt that, you know, if you have that kid, that's scary stuff.
It is. Because you can't change who they are. You can just give them some direction.
You got really lucky because both your kids, I don't know that they're necessarily scared, but they're careful.
They are. They follow the rules. They're both rules kids. And they have parameters. I mean, as it turns out, I found out a lot of stuff about the older one since he's been back from college and he doesn't live with me anymore, so he feels like he can tell me all kinds of stuff. No. Like, things started a lot younger than I was pretty naive. Things started a lot younger for him than...
Things like drugs?
Like all the stuff that teenagers are up to.
Hmm.
Not drugs, but like weed.
Hmm.
You know. He's tried that a lot earlier than I ever knew.
Hmm.
But not any earlier than I did, which is not an excuse, and I'm certainly not condoning it, but it was very surprising to find out when that... But that's... Teenagers want and need, I think, on some level, to have their life apart from their... They're trying to figure out who they are. You know, this is what you get when they're a teenager. Back off, mom and dad.
Well, I really hope my kid's not a loady.
What's a loady?
A loady.
What's a loady?
A druggie, a pothead.
Oh, I would think a loady would be a drunk.
You guys don't know the term loady?
No, those were wastes at my school.
Yeah, I haven't used that one.
Loady. Well, I hope your kid's not a loady too, Vin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I spend their whole young life, I'm like, look, do whatever you want after your brain is formed. Do whatever you want.
Don't be a loady.
Yeah. Don't be that kid. I didn't call him a loady, but... It'll be a waste.
Well,
Turns out they were.
We were talking about it earlier, though. Some of these kids develop these habits early on where they're like, I don't go to school. I don't like it. And you're all... I remember having friends where I just went, well, I don't like it either, but I have to.
Right.
Where do you get this sense that
Isn't that funny that even though... You, and you were kind of rebellious, but you still...
Knew I had to.
You knew you had to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So your parents did get to you.
They did
lay the groundwork.
Absolutely. No, yeah. I've done okay. Look at me. Right. Everybody's knocking.
Blip or so along the way, like everybody has.
Actually, I think we're alone now.
Oh, did those guys leave? I know. I haven't heard anything from Studio B in forever.
They left us.
And Vaughn? Did Vaughn leave us too?
I'm still here.
Oh, Vaughn!
I'm still there. Vaughn, how old were you when you tried weed?
16.
Oh, boy, that's kind of old, actually.
That's not old.
Did your parents, you know, lay down the law with you? Like, did you have a good moral foundation?
I did lots of sports. So I didn't want to, like, smoke weed.
Oh, so you hung with the jocks. You weren't a waste. You weren't a loady.
What was your game?
I did basketball, football, swimming, and tennis.
Whoa. Damn. You were busy.
All of them.
There's always something happening for you after school.
Yep.
This was in D.C.?
Yep, sure was.
Huh.
Yeah, all 4 years.
All right.
Where'd you go to school?
In D.C.?
No, that's where you went to college?
In North Carolina. Elizabeth
City School. How'd you wind up out here?
Academy of Art for grad school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, we're lucky to have you.
Of course. Glad to be here.
Master's degree.
Beauty, baby. Master's degree. Well, look at, you know, now you run our cameras. Yay.
Making all these millions.
Hey,
I know.
Yuzi, everyone. She's back.
Hey, Yuzi, what's up?
Something happened with our mics. They completely shut off. You guys weren't even hearing us.
Oh!
So I just closed it up. I gotta go.
All right. I gotta go, too. I have things to do.
Yeah.
I gotta go cover my nectarines.
Get my cat out of there. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you Thursday.